They said it in the paper. Our paper here leans left, and they make these comments. Phillips voted against funding EIU. That's an outright lie. You know, it's just taking a part of the truth, twisting it, and making it sound like that. Phillips didn't vote for EIU funding. I own a lot of property at around East Shore University and around Coles County. It'd be like taking a Glock and shooting myself in the foot, you know, and nobody would want to do that. Nobody fights higher for higher education than me. So, yeah, if that's what it means, that's what it means. Then maybe the people say, wait a minute, we're tired of increases without some sort of, you know, transparency on what it's being used for, why it's being used for, and how I'm going to benefit from it. That's the key. If we raise it, we don't benefit from it, we don't bring businesses, we don't get some relief 4 years from now, then they're going to finally say, whoa, wait a minute. It's the second time an increase in tax did not work for the state of Illinois. Now, let's get some Republicans in there and say, let's try something different.
Well, let's look at a scenario. If Republicans can make some gains, what's possible then?
Well, I believe that we are going to pick up at least a couple of three seats. I won't speculate who, what, when, where.
In the House?
In the House. That changes the dynamics of Springfield.
And then what happens?
I believe that shows that people are tired of the way things have been. So we've been trying to get a different program going, structural reforms. And we all know the biggest one is workers' compensation costs in the state of Illinois. When you look at Indiana, we're three times higher than them. And what district borders Indiana? Mine. So several of them already jumped across, the Vincennes and others, and taken their businesses with them. And it's continuing to grow. Madigan's district, he lost a hoist. And they're going to gain 300 or 400 jobs that we're not going to have. And this is the key to bring us out of this economic disaster we're in. People want a job. They don't want minimum wage paying jobs. That's not going to do anything. That's for when you graduate from, or while you're in high school, you graduate from, or in college to get a minimum wage paying job. But you need to make a decent wage, and the way to do it is grow our economy. We all know the statistics. Since 2000, every other state in our area has grown. If we would have grown at the same rate as the United States, we'd have 600,000 new jobs just in Illinois. Instead, we've lost 120,000 jobs. You see, that's what really matters. My district, it really matters. Jobs are the way to get people freedom, gives them respect. That's what we need.
After workers' comp, what other reforms do you want to see?
Well, there's multiple in the line of business. You know, you've got lawsuit reform you've got to do. You've causation factor for workers' compensation is going to be part of the biggest thing to bring down those costs. 2011, they did the reforms, and my costs went up in 2011 over those next few years by 19%. I've talked to several others. So it has to be a solid reform that you actually see. We've got to drive down the costs by at least 30% in order to be competitive.
The costs of
doing business in Illinois from workers' compensation, unemployment insurance costs are high here. Then, you know, you're going to have to give some property tax relief to people too, some way or the other. And that gets to be a little bit more complicated because in order to get property tax relief, to me, our municipalities and our schools, I believe the governor's plan is spot on. And that's probably at the heart of the issues, right-to-work zones. And that's what brings us to the conflict we have in Illinois. When you got the public unions, they're not wanting to see right-to-work zones. All I'm asking for is give us 8 years. Let's sunset it in 8 years, but let's give us a right to work zone for municipalities and schools. And in 8 years, we grow our economy, then we can rethink it. But right now, 8 years so that we can get, municipalities are near bankruptcy. So we either make the decisions to make these structural changes now at our decision and how we do it, or 8 years from now, the decisions won't be yours. It'll be forced upon you what's going to happen.
Now, you know, Governor Rauner has sort of, he's always liked it, but he's sort of backed off from right-to-work zones over the past year or so. If you go in the 2017 with still majorities for the Democrats in the two legislative chambers, even if they are not supermajorities, do you think right-to-work zones will have any traction.
No. Well, I didn't say it would have traction. Well, I know it's not going anywhere. I understand that. But people need to see exactly, you know, you're going to see it soon enough. And all I'm trying to do is say, let's take a look at it now. How can we compromise? Where can we work this out so that it's not forced upon us?
Wanted to ask you about a pension reform. Do you see anything happening on that? And what do you want to happen?
Oh, pension reform should be one of the top issues. Medicaid reform, both are going to be very, very difficult. I've said from the beginning, though, your current retirees, I'm not for changing the current retirees programs. You know, that was a promise made, and the average retiree right now in our state pensions and certain of them are like $38,000 to $40,000. So, you know, I'm not really interested in there. Going forward, I'm interested in changing the way we do our Tier 1, Tier 2 programs so that we go to a 401k plan and they control it. I would much rather have control over it than the state legislature. I mean, we got $31 billion worth of bonds that we're paying off from borrowing for funding pensions. And then, you know, we've got holidays that, you know, for not paying pensions. And then we re-amortize pensions under the Edgar Ramp program. And now we owe $111 billion worth of pensions. That's because it's in legislators' control. That's why we need a stronger constitution that says, if you don't balance the budget, you don't pay the bills, then here's the consequences. I don't know what those are, but I'm sure we could enough time I could figure it out.